Texte numéro 92. Small and Lethal. Adapted drones carrying explosives hunt civilians. Sasha Ustenko has survived three attacks by the Russian drones that stalk the streets of Kherson, carrying fragmentation grenades to drop on anything that moves. The first, in late July, targeted a parked police car in central Kherson, just as Ustenko walked past, throwing him to the ground. The second, in mid-August, hit a drinking water tanker as he queued for supplies, killing the driver. Ustenko was concussed and came round to see a man lying in a pool of blood. The third time, in late September, he heard the drone buzzing above and sprinted for shelter under the branches of a cherry tree. He hoped its leaves would hide him, but the grenade tumbled through the canopy and landed barely a metre away. The explosion ripped his left index finger apart. He's left-handed, so at 51 he is learning to write again with his other hand. 2 years into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, civilians living in the frontline city of Kherson are grappling with a new threat from small civilian drones adapted to carry explosives. On social media, Russian soldiers openly boast that their target is anyone or anything that moves. Since the drones began swarming the city in July, there have been thousands of attacks each month, killing 24 civilians and injuring hundreds more. "The hunt has started," urged one Telegram post above a satellite image of an ordinary van. "Any black minivan must be destroyed, no matter where they're going." They have dropped grenades on buses and people waiting at bus stops, civilians on bikes and queuing for humanitarian aid, or, like Ustenko, just walking home with shopping. One video, shared by a drone operator, follows two people ambling down a quiet Kherson street, oblivious to the drone overhead, until it drops a grenade that cuts both down. The repurposed Mavic drones, made in China for photography and videos, are controlled on radio frequencies that Ukraine's anti-drone system cannot block, and are too small, too numerous, and fly too low for traditional air defences to pick up. In August, there were more than 2,500 attacks, the vast majority of them inside Kherson City, said a spokesperson for the Kherson Military Administration. In September, there were more than 2,700. Between 1st of July and 11th of October, drones injured more than 400 civilians, including some requiring amputations, the spokesman said. They are driving Kherson citizens out of areas where they had clung on through 9 months of occupation after the full-scale Russian invasion of Kherson in February 2022 and another 2 years of war. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2024.